In a world that celebrates emotional detachment, there exists a quiet revolution in learning to honor our deepest feelings. What if the path to healing isn't about hardening your heart, but softening into your vulnerability? What if the greatest strength comes not from independence, but from genuine connection? This paradox sits at the core of emotional healing, that to become whole, we must first acknowledge our brokenness. The journey begins not with forgetting pain, but by embracing it as the very soil from which our growth emerges. When we stop running from our wounds and instead tend to them with gentleness, something remarkable happens. We discover that our capacity to feel deeply isn't weakness, but our greatest power. Real love doesn't leave you questioning your worth or begging for attention. It matches your commitment, celebrates your quirks, and chooses you deliberately each day. Not perfect love, complete love. We often settle because we fear nothing better exists. Past disappointments convince us that love must be difficult, that we must make ourselves smaller to be worthy of connection. We mistake crumbs for feasts. But what if authentic love actually expands who you are rather than contracting you? What if it feels like freedom, the freedom to grow, express, and evolve without fear of abandonment? The strongest people, those who laugh loudest, hope hardest, and support others, need support too. These protective souls with ocean-deep hearts feel everything intensely while rushing to catch others and remember birthdays. You sometimes fall for those afraid to swim in your deep waters, offering them safe harbor while they navigate their storms. You give endlessly, occasionally wondering if anyone will match your capacity. The kindest souls are forged through hardship. They've transformed darkness into learning and consciously choose softness where life tried to make them calloused. Their gentleness isn't naivety, but a deliberate choice made despite knowing the world's cruelty. If you're always there for others, know your heart is precious, but remember you're not invincible. The bravest act isn't enduring alone, but learning to ask for help when needed. Holding on to the past consumes space meant for your future. Finding deep joy requires clearing your heart of old memories. Accept that beautiful things sometimes end. Heal from this truth and move forward. You don't need closure to heal. When we make healing dependent on others, we surrender our power. True letting go happens when we accept someone wasn't our person and move toward those who genuinely want to love us. Sometimes relationships end because you outgrow each other. This isn't failure. It's growth worth celebrating. You cared deeply and helped each other become better people. Moving on isn't about forgetting, but having gratitude for what touched your heart while creating space for new experiences. It's about integrating memories, letting them remind you that you fought, tried, and felt while embracing new possibilities ahead. Despite our culture's rush toward career success, there's no need to hurry toward an unfulfilling life misaligned with your true nature. Taking time to discover yourself isn't a luxury, it's essential for authentic living. Whether you're 25 or 55, it's never too late to change direction or pursue dreams that genuinely excite you. Perhaps this season isn't about romance or professional advancement. Maybe it's about being truly alone, learning to occupy your space fully and become your own sanctuary. Some seasons focus on redemption or making peace with past choices. Others involve rekindling hope, discovering what brings authentic joy. Solitude isn't loneliness, it's a gift of self-discovery. Being alone means building an internal foundation that remains stable regardless of who's beside you. This self-connection becomes your true north. When you stand firmly on this foundation, relationships become about complementation rather than desperate completion. The strongest love exists within ultimate freedom to be your individual self while growing together. Life fluctuates between extremes with the unpredictability of ocean tides. Some days bring startling clarity. Others, your bed feels like the safest refuge. Sometimes love fills every corner of your being, while other times you feel empty, wondering if you care too much about everything or nothing at all. One of life's hardest lessons is that happiness doesn't exclude sadness. They coexist like shadows and light. You can have a loving relationship yet feel lonely, practice healing rituals, and still struggle each morning. Your brain sometimes works against you, making you feel unlovable. We treat physical injuries with gentleness, yet deny ourselves that same tenderness for invisible mental wounds. Give yourself permission to exist fully in whatever season you're in. Rest when exhausted. Seek help when lost. It's okay to have a soul that's both tender and resilient. Be gentle with yourself through all transformations. You exist in multitudes, a complex tapestry of golden and gray threads. It's beautiful to search for love in a culture obsessed with lust. We've been taught to chase surface beauty, focusing on possessing rather than connecting. We mistake what our eyes want for what our hearts want, touching without feeling, talking without connecting, like tourists passing through moments rather than fully inhabiting them. Real nourishment exists in who people truly are, their nostalgia, hopes, and vulnerabilities. It's in how they light up discussing childhood dreams, process grief, or laugh unexpectedly. Real beauty is connection, late-night conversations about life's mysteries, sharing darkest moments, or comfortable silence together. Connections aren't measured by time, but by depth. You can know someone briefly, yet see your soul reflected, while years-long relationships can leave you lost. Some connections feel like coming home to a place you've never been. We nurture love by embracing broken pieces, seeing ourselves reflected in another. When someone truly sees you, something deep inside is affirmed. Perhaps we're loved not despite our wounds, but because of how they've shaped us. Leap towards tenderness and connection. We fear feeling too deeply or revealing what others mean to us, but caring isn't synonymous with crazy. There's magic in those honest moments when you emotionally bare yourself to important people who ignite something within you. In a society that favors being cool over connected, promise to always be the person who cares. Be the one who refuses to desensitize, who loves deeply without hesitation. You'll never scare off souls who truly understand you by being open and loving authentically. Stay open. Closing yourself to potential hurt also closes you to potential joy. Being vulnerable may hurt you, but it may also heal you. Risk your heart. There are people who will meet you where you are, showing you the beauty of being fully seen. Choose happiness and love that feels right. Choose yourself unapologetically, as you choose others. Give yourself permission to hope, care, and trust what you deeply crave. Choose the story that fulfills you and never stop fighting for it.